Have you ever gone to bring in your own wheelie bin after collection day only to find it still full? That's been the reality for residents across several Melbourne councils this month, as waste workers skipped collections on some streets while continuing service on others. But this wasn't a mistake. It was part of a coordinated campaign of protected industrial action. Now the despite is escalating, with a full strike planned for May 5. For Wire's Momina Shuka spoke with Shay McChrystal, Professor of Labour Law at the University of Sydney, to unpack what's behind the action.
What are the workers specifically asking for, and I guess why hasn't the council agreed on it yet?
Well, so this is a normal bargaining dispute. These kinds of disputes happen around Australia every day. We have a group of workers who are seeking more pay. Their view is that their work is not being paid fairly, that their wages are not keeping up with inflation, and so they're seeking a pay rise of a certain amount. And of course, the council's response to that is that that's too much. They can't afford that level of pay rise, and they would make a lower offer. So it's a fairly standard issue that parties will negotiate about.
Residents are currently frustrated about the missed bin collections. I know I am, specifically living in one of those areas affected. What has been the impact on residents around the lack of bin collection?
Well, I think we can see that if your bin's not being collected, that might be a bit frustrating for you, because the rubbish will be piling up until the time of your next bin collection. Or your next bin collection may be impacted by a complete withdrawal of labour if, you know, given that that's what the union was signalling its intention to do. But the thing about it is that strike action is a right. Employees in Australia have a right to take strike action. Strike action is part of an industrially healthy collective bargaining system, and it will have effects. And I absolutely understand why it is frustrating. But if we were to say to bin workers that you can never take strike action because of the effect on residents, because it's frustrating, we'd be denying them their fundamental right to strike. And that's a right held by all employees under the Fair Work Act in Australia.
If the May 5th strike goes ahead, what outcome does the union, or I guess the workers, consider a win?
The workers will see it as a win when they see movement at the bargaining table. That's ultimately what this is about. You've got to remember that for workers, they don't have controls over the operational decisions around their workplaces. They don't have the property, they don't own the property, they're not the employers in the situation. They have limited power in a workplace to make changes that they want to see. Their primary power comes from forming a collective and saying, this is our collective, this is what we want, and we're going to withhold our labour until such time as we see movement at the bargaining table. Mm. So for them, victory will look like management coming back with an offer that is more palatable to them in terms of the potential pay rises that are on the table, and likely some other aspects around work controls and work rules within those workplaces.
I guess if there's a positive outcome after May 5th, the important question is, how soon will we see normal services realistically resume after that?
The strike that's been foreshadowed for May 5th is a 24-hour strike. So that means that the services that will be impacted will be whatever services are covered by the strike notice for 24 hours. So services will resume on their normal provision after that time, unless the union also continues to impose partial work bans after that full strike. So it's going to depend on what the union's tactics are after that. So what's important to remember is that the strike action is limited to the notice, to the intention of the union. So if they've given notice for a 24-hour strike, then they're taking a 24-hour strike and service will resume after that. If they then give notice of more partial work bans, then we may then see the return to collecting from different streets during ongoing strike action. Strike action's only likely to stop in one form or another, depending on what the union has decided to do, when an agreement is reached at the bargaining table. Or a different option is if this industrial action becomes very disruptive, if the union escalates it significantly, for example, by notifying an indefinite strike, and as a result of an indefinite strike, we start to see danger to public welfare, danger to health through garbage not being collected for an extended period of time, the Fair Work Commission can intervene at that point. So there is a threshold for the impact of strike action around danger to the public, things that are going to danger the welfare of the public, where the Fair Work Commission can step in and stop a strike and put the parties into negotiations.
That was Professor Shane McChrystal from the University of Sydney speaking with The Wire's Momina Shukar.